those beans that came from your place were Fancy's. They're stacked in one little bin over there with a emblem and stuff on the end of a tag. The end of the stack. Maybe it's stacked big as that parts room there. We'll say 5,000 cases of them. And then right by to just a little alley here, that flies in, comes down there in that new ground over Shorty had. Boy, they were sorry. So they're tagged a different color. And you've got a federal inspector comes along and he jerks a can out every once in a while and busts it open. He's got it. And he checks it over. So Stokely representative comes along here and says, I want, well, what is this? That I need 1,000 cases of Fancy beans. And he's got a label that's, you know, oh, it's fancied up with a pretty picture and all on it. And he takes 1,000 of these over here. That meets his specification. So they run those things back down. They take those big cases, you know, each one like that. No labels on them. They dump them onto a conveyor. They go back down through there and the machine it starts whirling those Stokely labels around it. And about that time then, Hale Hossel comes along and said, I've got a place off out here somewhere and I need 200 cases. These beans over here. There's something we're going to, we're putting on a big sale. We want something to sell for 9 cents a can. And he brings you a label over there. And you've got some over there you've been wondering what to do with. You hate like the devil told them and sit a dump after the can. And go, oh, they're sorry. So you've had them back over there in the warehouse a good while. And boy, you go over there and you make him the hottest deal you ever saw on that. And so you dump 200 cases of them on there and they wrap another label around that. Now, if you've got a chance to sell this 1,000 cases of sorry beans and haven't got any, you need to get rid of them. You can sell him the fanciest bean you've got in the house and he can put his sorry label on it. We'll go to Polar Bear. This is Griffin plant down here. They got Polar Bear, they got Griffin, and they got Raider. Now the Griffin's fancy. Their Polar Bear is a good brand. Their Raider's getting rid of their junk. Now they got a place over here to go with a carload of Raider spinach. But they haven't got any sorry spinach. Everything's good this time. I mean, they got fancy. The warehouse full of fancy spinach. They want somewhere to get rid of it. They can just go wrap that fancy spinach with this Raider and go ahead and sell it for 16 cents a can as long as they want to. But the markets, they've had a frost and a hailstorm and the spinach ain't worth a damn. I don't care what a big order they got for this fancy over here, they can't put this fancy label on that old frostbitten, hail-damaged spinach. Mm-hmm. Now you can label down, but you can't label up.
Mm-hmm. One of the stories, if you see a bargain can, buy it before you try two.
Yeah, well, that may not always work. Now, you take this bargain can today, may be the same grade as the fanciest thing in the house. Unless somebody made a mistake, this fancy grade's not going to have a bunch of this junk in it. Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen them ship out stuff down there, the fanciest they got, and the sorriest label they got. But if the weather condition down here in the bottom happens to be just right, and it's all coming in fancy, they're going to go ahead and can it. And they hope to sell it at a fancy price. They'll sell it any price where they'll keep it. But boy, you let a hailstorm hit it, or you let a frost hit it, or something. They've got to label it what it is. It's got to be as good or better than what the label calls for. Now, if the Army comes down there and says, we need so many, now whatever their specs, we'll say they're used 1, 2, and 3. I don't know what they'll have a title on the yarn. And they want a lot of number 2. You can ship them all the number 2 you got, but you like 1,000 cases, have enough. You can finish that out of number 1. But you can't finish it out of number 3.